global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. This flash is brought to you by the American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 85 years. More at ADR.org. Suppliers of basic materials lead stocks lower today after a solid report on hiring in the U.S. last month. 9 of the 11 sectors of the S&P are lower as the index heads to its first weekly decline in 4 weeks. Earnings reports and guidance from companies have been mixed. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is down 0.6%, down 12. The Dow is down 0.5%. That is down 84. The NASDAQ is down 0.6%, down 34. The 10-year is unchanged. The yield is 1.73%. West Texas Intermediate is now down 1.4% at $49.73 a barrel. COMEX Gold is up 0.2% at $12.55 an ounce. The yen, 103.13. The euro, 111.63. The pound, 124.40. Charles Schwab has cut prices on 5 of its exchange-traded funds. Just 2 days after BlackRock intensified the price war in the industry by reducing expenses on 15 of its funds. That is a Bloomberg Business Flash. Aloha, Carol. Aloha, Corey.
Aloha, indeed. Greg Jarrett, thank you very much. The Bloomberg Advantage brought to you by National Realty Managers of New York City Cashflow Real Estate, providing you 12% annualized returns with immediate monthly distribution. See them at nria.net.
We're going to talk about storytelling. This is such a cool segment. I can't wait to do this. This weekend, the first Future of Storytelling Festival will take place.
I'm supposed to sit on the floor with my legs crossed right now. Is that part of it?
Yes, and be quiet. It's all about new models of storytelling and features, how the digital age is impacting it all. Charlie Melcher is in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. He's Chief Executive Officer of the Future of Storytelling. Great to have you here. Corey's going to be quiet. He's going to sit with his legs folded. Tell me about the Future of Storytelling Festival. What exactly you guys are doing?
So we've built this incredible world of storytelling where we're featuring over 70 immersive storytelling technologies and examples of new forms of storytelling. So we have virtual reality, augmented reality, haptics, natural user
interface. What's haptics?
Haptics is an experience where you can feel it. So all of these things play to your senses and create an experience that you are in. You feel like you're there. You're living it. This is a big part of the future of storytelling.
I thought Corey was going to he really is being quiet. You know, you and I were talking before we got going, and I just think about we're also focused on the need for content. There's all, you know, there's plenty of ways to kind of move content around, but everybody is kind of in demand of content. And I just think the way we tell stories is changing dramatically. And I'm curious about how, you know, it's impacting even the news industry. It's just, you know, technology has changed things a lot, and we're just at the beginning of it, I feel like.
So at the infancy. All of this stuff of virtual reality and augmented reality,
yeah.
It's like we just invented it and we're figuring out how to use it. Like the early days of cinema when you had a camera on a tripod and you were shooting a play. So what we have at the Future of Storytelling Festival are some of the best examples anywhere in the world of this new genre.
Give me an idea of some of the things that people can see. This festival starts today?
Starts today and runs through Sunday.
Okay.
So a few examples. There's an amazing piece called Birdly, where you can literally experience the dream we all have had, which is to fly. And so in Birdly, you lay down, you can flap your wings, you have a virtual reality headset. As you dive, there's a fan, you can feel the wind in your hair.
So cool.
And you can go anywhere in the world. You could be flying around the Eiffel Tower or through the Grand Canyon. Incredible.
How does this matter to business? I mean, I think about this in two ways. I think about the big business that everyone's in, and which is selling stuff for more than it costs, but communicating those things to people you sell with or the people that you work with. There's the smaller but giant business that is storytelling, which is Facebook and Twitter and so on. But for business writ large, how is the way that we both get used to receiving stories and tell stories differ, and how does it affect us in the way we tell our stories at work?
Well, so there's all sorts of ways to answer that. One is that you'll be able to have these virtual relationships with people in different places, so you won't have to take a plane and go travel to the other part of the world to have a meeting. So that's one. There's an experience that we have that I just did yesterday at our summit called High Fidelity, and it's a multi-user virtual reality world. So we could just be having this conversation face-to-face in a virtual space. So that's one. Another is that it creates very impactful and sort of empathetic experiences. The ability to really reach somebody emotionally and move them is so much stronger. So when you think about the role of advertising or marketing, right. now a brand can create an experience that's going to move you to such a degree, you're going to have greater loyalty, greater passion for that company.
I do wonder if at some point, you know, people, you know, who can afford to do this, you know, have kind of their own personal theaters at home and stuff. But will we someday have this room that is kind of all screens? And so we say, God, you know, I just feel like I wish I was in Italy today or something. And you just kind of create that around you and you put on a VR headset or something and you're walking, you know, rather than exercising, you know, just going outside and taking a walk, you can walk through the paths, you know, somewhere, you know, around the world. I mean, I feel like this is where we're moving towards.
There's no question. And right now, virtual reality lets you do that. But the next wave is really the augmented reality,
yeah.
where you're wearing glasses and you're adding a level of digital on top of the real world. And there, like, well, for example, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know how big that's been. That's one of the first examples of AR that's really caught on. But this is going to be a huge business, awesome size.
What about attention span? I mean, I feel like that's something that, you know, old people have complained about young people forever about that. But I do really feel that there's a very significant shortening of attention span as reflected, whether it's a Facebook feed or 140 characters in a tweet or TV news segments that have gone in my lifetime from 6 minutes to a minute 20.
Yeah, there's no question that people's attention spans are shorter. But at the same time, I think what's happening is they're getting to cover a lot more material. So there are trade-offs that happen with every generation and the evolution we have with our technologies. I mean, I know this gets a little academic maybe, but Socrates was anti-reading and writing because he thought that was going to undermine people's brains because they wouldn't be able to speak or memorize the way they used to.
Right.
And so he thought reading and writing was going to be the end of human intelligence. Today we think it's social media or short tweets. And I argue that these are just changes and they're not really going to be the end of the world.
And Corey, they do have a segment, Reinventing Journalism. That's on Sunday afternoon. It's just so cool. Find out more information just quickly where they go.
So our website is FOST.org/fest.
Charlie Melcher, Chief Executive Officer of the Future of Storytelling. It happened right now and through the weekend. This is Bloomberg.